This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Adult film actress Stormy Daniels takes the witness stand.
Mr. Trump, is this true?
Can you sleep with Stormy?
The combative cross-examination by Donald Trump's legal team as the porn star says she hates the former president and wants him held accountable in the case of the so-called hush money payments.
We call it legal expense, a legal expense.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening, I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We want to begin tonight with those fireworks inside a Manhattan courtroom. After a day he was dreading, Donald Trump left his criminal trial defiant this afternoon after nearly 4 hours of testimony by Stormy Daniels. Daniels testified under oath about an alleged sexual encounter she had with Trump back in 2006, and at times it was graphic. Trump denies any such encounter took place, and his legal team aimed to paint the porn star as a greedy liar today. But it is the alleged cover-up of the $130,000 hush money payment to Daniels just days ahead of the 2016 election that is at the heart of this case. Prosecutors claim that Trump falsified his company's business records to hide the payment by recording it as a legal expense to his former personal attorney and fixer, Michael Cohen. And let me tell you, it is not over yet because Daniels is going to be back on the stand again on Thursday. CBS Robert Costa was inside the courthouse for the explosive day of testimony.
So this was a very big day.
Former President Donald Trump sat just feet from adult film star Stormy Daniels, who described the night of their alleged sexual encounter in a Lake Tahoe hotel, which he denies. She says he greeted her wearing silk pajamas. Daniels testified she said jokingly to him, "Did Mr. Hefner know you stole his pajamas?" A reference to Playboy magazine founder Hugh Hefner. With Trump looking on, his son Eric also in attendance, Daniels said she asked Trump about his wife Melania, and he said it wasn't an issue. "Don't worry about it. We actually don't sleep in the same room," according to Daniels. Trump was seen visibly shaking his head at the remark. Daniels told prosecutors she had unprotected sex with Trump, which she described in part to 60 Minutes in 2018.
You told Donald Trump to turn around and take off his pants?
Yes.
And did he?
Yes. So he turned around and pulled his pants down a little. You know, he had underwear on and stuff, and I just gave him a couple swats.
This was done in a joking manner?
Yes. And from that moment on, he was a completely different person.
Daniels testified Trump told her, "You remind me of my daughter. She is smart and beautiful, and people underestimate her as well." After the encounter, Daniel said she was shaking so much that she was having a hard time getting dressed.
Is there any legal significance to the salacious details offered in her testimony?
There is no legal significance to the salacious details in her testimony. But what it does do is it brings in essence, character evidence about the defendant, Donald Trump.
Daniel's comments drew repeated objections from Trump's lawyers, who asked for a mistrial, claiming the prosecution was trying to embarrass the former president. Judge Juan Merchan denied the motion, but acknowledged some things would have been better left unsaid.
The case is totally falling apart. They have nothing on books and records, and even something that should bear very little relationship to the case.
Meanwhile, Trump's lawyers went right at Stormy Daniels' credibility and motivation, several tough exchanges, including one where Daniels acknowledged that she hates Trump.
And Robert, I do need to ask you about a separate trial involving that classified documents. What did we learn today about that trial?
Nora, a stunning development late today. Florida federal judge Eileen Cannon has now decided to indefinitely postpone that classified documents trial that was looming on the horizon for the former president, raising a real question about whether Trump will ever face a trial on that front before the election or even this year.
Robert Costa, thank you. There's some breaking news tonight about a second tornado outbreak. More twisters on the ground after nearly two dozen were reported overnight across seven states. Homes and businesses were left in ruins and power was knocked out for thousands. CBS's Dave Malkoff reports tonight from Oklahoma, where a small town was totally destroyed.
It was a night of ferocious storms, including this moment when a tornado tore through a hotel in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, Monday, sending terrified guests running for cover. The same tornado on the ground for about 35 miles also plowed through neighboring Barnstall with menacing EF4 winds of at least 170 miles per hour.
60, 70 homes that were totally destroyed, and I think the count's up to probably 350 or so statewide now.
The violent storm system, the third most active day this year, was shared misery. Last night, at least 22 reported tornadoes swept across seven states in parts of the Great Plains and the central U.S. From above, Barnstall is a trail of splintered homes and uprooted trees. And as the tornado bore down, Carl Kelly and his frail mother took shelter at home.
I could hear it coming. I drug her into that bathroom, covered her up with my body.
You laid on top.
Yeah.
She's 80 what years old?
80.
This is what's left of the bathroom that saved them. Even after the tornado passed, Carl and his mom were trapped under this debris for 15 minutes. That is until the high school football coach heard them and pulled them out of here.
Now residents are beginning to clean up, searching for treasured pieces of their lives.
We'll work together and we'll all get it back together and teamwork, and that's what you do.
This pile of scattered debris behind me was once Ray of Hope Ranch, a place where people would come for horse therapy to overcome trauma. During the storm, there were several horses inside this arena, and many people feared the worst. But Nora, afterwards, they all came back home.
Oh, I just got the goosebumps. Dave Malkoff, thank you for your reporting there. The threat of those tornadoes is far from over as this system moves east. So let's bring in meteorologist Alex Wilson from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Alex.
Nora, we've got another night of active severe weather. That continues into our Wednesday. Tonight, greatest risk for parts of Indiana, Ohio, down into Kentucky. That's where Torcon values are as high as a 5. So in addition to tornadoes, we watch for the gusty, damaging winds. We watch for hail and very, very heavy rain. That will continue into tomorrow morning. Take a look at the start of the day in a place like Nashville. In Middle Tennessee, no rest during the day tomorrow. You actually have the risk of severe weather. Lexington over to Springfield and Little Rock, Torcon values as high as a 5 again on Wednesday. And again, watch as we see these clusters or complexes of storms that produce those severe threats and very heavy rainfall rates throughout the day and throughout the night. That'll continue, Nora, even into our Thursday morning.
Alex Wilson, thank you. CBS News has learned CIA Director Bill Burns will travel to Israel on Wednesday for pivotal talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about the ongoing ceasefire negotiations over the war in Gaza. Earlier today, Israel strongly rejected a deal agreed to by Hamas as it moved forward with a controversial military operation in the city of Rafah. We get more now from CBS's Remy Innocencio.
Flattening this I Love Gaza welcome sign, Israeli tanks took control of the Palestinian side of the Rafah crossing, along with Kerem Shalom to the east. Two of Gaza's most important corridors for aid are now shut. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stressed Hamas's proposal is very far from Israel's core demands. But tonight, more pressure from hostage families for a deal.
They're chanting the names of every single hostage, followed by now, now, now. The fear here is that if the government doesn't approve a ceasefire soon, then an invasion will follow.
My dear son, as your mother, I will never give up on you. I will do whatever I can to bring you back home.
Protest leader Einav Zangaukar says her 24-year-old son, Matan, is still a hostage because Netanyahu is opposed to a permanent ceasefire.
My prime minister is not thinking about the Israeli citizens. He's thinking only about his political survival.
Many in Israel believe there should be no deal with Hamas, like far-right ultra-nationalist politician Yitzhak Kreuzer, part of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's fragile coalition. He says instead of sending negotiators to Cairo for talks, the military should come down on Gaza to bring hostages home.
And as ceasefire talks carry on in Cairo, the Pentagon says it's finished construction of that floating pier to boost aid deliveries to Gaza. Weather permitting, it'll be connected to the Gaza shore in the near future. Nora.
Remy Innocencio, thank you. Here in Washington, President Biden marked the days of remembrance for the victims of the Holocaust, calling out the resurgence of anti-Semitism around the world. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is at the White House with more on the president's message.
We've seen a ferocious surge of anti-Semitism in America and around the world.
After weeks of protests upending college campuses, President Biden once again today condemned anti-Semitism and said he fears widely accepted behaviors that led to the Holocaust are reemerging.
Hamas unleashed this terror. It was Hamas that brutalized Israelis. It was Hamas who took and continues to hold hostages. I have not forgotten, nor have you, and we will not forget.
The president has struggled to balance his support for Israel's ongoing military campaign against Hamas with growing public anger over the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Polls show growing disapproval of his handling of the conflict, but among college students, recent polls show the conflict in the Middle East ranks lower than concerns about health care, education, the economy, and civil rights. In his speech, the president called out what's been happening on campuses.
There is no place on any campus in America, any place in America, for anti-Semitism or hate speech or threats of violence of any kind.
With Jewish groups pressuring the White House to do more on anti-Semitism, the Education Department today sent new guidelines to every school and college designed to ensure the safety of Jewish students. The president didn't criticize Israel's military advances further into Gaza or mention humanitarian conditions there, a major concern of protesters.
Are there any plans for him to give similar remarks either about the plight of Palestinian civilians or about Islamophobia?
The president is going to has spoken about what's happening in Gaza. The loss of civilians' lives is unacceptable.
But CBS News has learned the Biden administration has postponed delivery of some ammunition to Israel. One U.S. official says the holdup's designed to send a message opposing any major military operation in Rafah. Nora?
That is significant, Ed O'Keefe. Thank you. Now to a consumer alert. When it comes to auto safety, people often think about crash tests and what takes place outside the vehicle. But new research is raising concerns about toxic chemicals inside your car coming from the seats. CBS's Anna Werner takes a look at the findings and explains what you can do to protect yourself.
San Francisco's Vina Singla drives an electric car to help the environment, but hadn't thought much about the air inside her car.
I never realized there could be toxic chemicals.
About 2 years ago, she volunteered to participate in a study looking at drivers' exposure to flame retardants used on automobile seats to meet federal fire safety standards. She and 100 other car owners placed these silicone bands in their cars for a week to measure the levels of those chemicals in the air inside their vehicles.
I want to know what chemicals are in my car, and if there's anything I can do to reduce my own exposures.
Now the results are in. The study finds vehicles are likely important sources of human exposure to potentially harmful flame retardants. Those most likely to be exposed, commuters, full-time vehicle drivers, and children. Levels of some of those chemicals were 2 to 5 times higher in summer as compared to winter.
In hotter temperatures, chemicals are able to be released from the car materials more easily.
So the hotter it gets, the more chemical you're likely to have.
Yes.
Researchers can't say precisely what the health effects might be from breathing in those flame retardants, but they note that a 2023 U.S. National Toxicology Report found evidence of carcinogenic activity in rats and mice for the most frequently found chemical. They and others are calling for the federal flammability standard to be reevaluated. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which sets those standards, told CBS News it's aware of the report and is reviewing it. Researchers detected flame retardants inside all of the cars tested, but the study didn't look at specific makes or models. A group representing automakers said approved flame retardants are included in vehicles to meet the government's required flammability standards. Back in San Francisco, Vina Singla's test showed flame retardants too, which she says is frustrating.
We can do better and have healthier, safer cars.
In the meantime, the researchers recommend when you first get in your car, roll down the windows and let the air out. Anna Werner, CBS News, San Francisco.
TikTok fights back against a potential U.S. ban, what it could mean for the 170 million Americans who use the TikTok app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
TikTok is suing the federal government to block a law that would force a nationwide ban of the video sharing app. What it does is sets up a legal battle pitting national security concerns against the free speech rights of TikTok users in the U.S. If TikTok loses, it could be kicked out of app stores unless its Chinese parent company sells within a year. Some passengers aboard a Delta flight that landed in Seattle last night had to exit the plane on the emergency chute after a small fire broke out near the nose of the plane. Delta says flames were reported after the flight arrived from Cancun and the plane was plugged into electrical power. No one was hurt. Tonight, we go in depth on the campus protest that prompted USC to cancel its main graduation. That's next. The University of Southern California was the first major school in the U.S. to cancel its main graduation over campus protests over the war in Gaza. Tonight, an in-depth report. CBS's Mark Schrossman talks with students impacted by that tough decision.
As a cauldron of unrest, USC looks like a West Coast Columbia. The university's new image, a platform for protest.
When I first came, USC was still jokingly referred to as the University of Spoiled Children. Nobody's using that slogan anymore.
This week, USC also stands for University of Scrapped Commencement. Senior Taylor Contarino wanted her graduation to be picture perfect. But President Carol Folt, citing unspecified security concerns, canceled this Friday's marquee graduation exercises. As usual, more than 100 smaller events will go on, less pomp given the circumstance.
It was a little bit painful. I think we were all a bit sad in the moment.
And you're a COVID kid.
Yeah, I didn't get a high school graduation. It was a drive-through, kind of like McDonald's.
also rankling USC's campus, the school's treatment of valedictorian Usna Tabassum. It rescinded her speaking invitation, apparently worried about escalating tensions around this Muslim student's pro-Palestinian views.
Very honestly, to use like a dramatic word, like USC betrayed me.
USC feels a lot less collegiate these days. This campus is on lockdown to the outside world. Ask security. No university ID, no access. As if on cue, when we interviewed Professor Sandy Tolan about the campus lockdown, overhead noise drowned us out.
The militarization of our campus.
Sorry, going to have you hang one second.
It's funny because this is what I was going to be talking about, is a helicopter.
An LAPD helicopter circling. Tolan says it's a regular occurrence.
Our university administration's just in a tough spot.
There's no doubt that they're in a tough spot, but the reaction has made it worse.
We asked the school repeatedly for an interview. No luck. What you do hear a lot is this. Sure, losing the big cap and gown moment is hard. But please, a little perspective.
We're such a strong class. I mean, we all went through the pandemic together, and now we're going through this together.
Life goes on.
Life goes on.
A nuanced take. In a moment like this, schools like USC need more of that. Mark Strassman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Heart of America is next with a special delivery for a new mom.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America and our full week of special stories leading up to Mother's Day. Meet newborn baby Noah, his loving mom, Destiny Allen, and Baton Rouge Police Corporal Jason Lee. You could say it was Destiny that brought the three together on Saturday after she went into labor and called her mom for a ride. Only they didn't make it to the hospital, so they flagged down a passing police car from the side of the road.
I was like, Mama, come get me. It's time. It's time for us to go. And it just it didn't go as planned.
All things going in my mind was, we got a mother, we got a child involved, and she's about to have this baby. I'm not a nurse, so, like, let me just do the best I can. And it turned out well.
Well, they have kept in touch and are now forever bonded. New mom, Destiny Allen, baby Noah, and Baton Rouge police officer Jason Lee. They are tonight's Heart of America. Just beautiful. And that is tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert. And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure. Because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.